Final segment of the morning after 9:53 on Q105 podcasts. If you're just tuning in or want to go back to bed or it's too cold to listen, the podcasts are always up at Q105.com. They're easy to find. You can also check our social pages as well. I've seen a lot of it online, and I wanted to ask you guys, like, I know that our friend Sarah Haggerty posted something the other day with JJ. And I always saw the word mama as something like as a Southern drawl. Similarly, how I view people who say y'all, which is like everybody now, I'm like, that's so Southern. But whatever. So, D, what did you call Julie?
Ma'am.
You called her ma'am?
Oh, that's weird.
Never mom?
Mom.
Called her mom? That's what I thought.
But when I had a question or I was interrupting, it was, pardon me, ma'am. But like when it was like ma'am or sir.
When you smacked your brother with the 2x4, did he scream down the hallway?
Ma'am.
Yeah.
He hit me.
But it was mostly mom, right?
Yeah.
Not mom, my mama or stuff
like
that.
Okay. No, mammy, none of that. Just mom,
For my mom, Natalie, it was always mom. Sometimes as I got older, maybe it was the wisecracking teenager in me. Or me trying to be derisive, I would say Natalie.
Mm-mm.
You don't call.
That's how you get knocked on your ass real quick.
Demetrius just got hit in the face for that.
You said that, and I had a flashback of unconsciousness.
Right.
I remember call my mom by her first name.
I remember my brother calling my mom Rolanda. Like she said something to me. He's like, "Whatever, Rolanda." And before he could even turn around, he was on the floor. And I said, "Boy, you." I had like my godmother, and then I had my mom, and my mom was Ma, like that's just it. And then my godmother, we called her Ma, like M-A, and that's just how that worked.
What does the Cohen and Kara name work?
Mommy.
So it's mommy.
Mommy.
Right now
mommy.
It's mommy. As he gets older, though, it's not going to stay mommy.
Right.
Oh, dude, he is.
What happened? There was something, not to get too far off topic here, I want to finish this up, but I saw a video yesterday that he wouldn't let you talk to her.
Yeah, she's my, yeah. He was like, stop talking. She's my mother. He was like, stop talking to my mother. She's my mother. And I was like, but, you know, and he was like, no. She's my mother. Mava. And I was like, stop. And dude, he's just hit this phase in his life now where he has no problem telling people to stop talking.
It's so funny because, like, listening to Cohen, like, the boy forms full sentences, and they're not always coherent, but they're full of thoughts and sentences, and he says them, and I catch it. I'm just like, little boy, what did you just say? Yeah. Like, you little grown man.
Terrible twos is a real thing.
Yeah.
What are you?
He goes, that's not your phone. That's my phone. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, it's my phone. I said, you don't have a job. He goes, give me money.
He knows how the game works.
He does.
Enjoy it now, two-year-old, because when you're like six, you'll get smacked. Do you guys hear like a lot of mamas? Is that like a thing again?
Mama, not really. Like, I mean, like when you refer to like her and you're talking like, yeah, my mama told me to do this. Like, I hear that, but somebody would be like, hey, mama. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, the only time I hear mama is like, when somebody has fallen off of something and hurt themselves or gotten punched by a neighborhood kid and they're running home, and then you hear, mama! Mama!
Wait, what did you call your grandmother?
Grammy.
Demetrius?
They were all Grammys.
Grammy?
Mm-hmm. Mine is Grandma.
Grammy and I know I'm a different color, but just try to get over it. Lady, I know this is weird for both of us.
What's funny?
Whoa,
his grandmother, you know, she was white and he wasn't, so.
Did you call her, hey, white lady?
Yeah, I was like, I'm done cleaning. We'll make Rice Krispie treats now, but you got to come through the back.
There's like this new thing with the generation, at least like, I don't know, of grandparents now, where they don't like to be called grandma or grandpa.
Yeah, because they're all 30.
They like to call it G-ma or G-pa or like something cool like pop-pop. Or something like that.
I always felt a little weird as I got older because it's like you kind of stop kissing them on the lips.
Yeah.
And you take the, like, daddy turns to dad and mommy turns to mom.
Mm-hmm.
But I always stuck with, like, Grammy W, Grammy B. Mm-hmm. I was stuck with that, and I felt a little weird saying, well, and I had grandpop.
My stepmom's father, we call him Poppy. You guys make fun of me for that, but we call him Poppy.
Poppy.
Like Poppy.
Poppy.
Poppy. Yeah, it's Poppy. Hey, Poppy. Whatever you see, I see him at the gym. Poppy be at the gym 6 a.m. on the dot. I walk in at like 6:30, 7 o'clock. Like, what up, Poppy? That's my man. Yeah. Love him.
Like, you keep it down, man. You know, people can know I'm all up on it like that.
In my little clique of Jewish kids where I was growing up, they had a lot of Bubbies and Zetas, mm-hmm. which I think is the Yiddish for grandmother and grandfather.
Yeah.
Booby.
Booby.
That's what I
thought. Booby,
like,
baby.
I was like, yeah. Bubby. Booby.
Booby.
Let me touch booby.
Yeah, but this is not fair. It's all wrinkled.
9:59. You coming in next week?
No, I won't be here next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have Ashley come in, and we have some more guests to line up as well. Where are you going?
I'll be at work. Okay. I just have to work at 8, so I have to open the store.
Sounds good. Anything you missed here on The Morning After? We do it each and every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. The podcast, Q1055.com.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance.